You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
You know, trying to enjoy my vacation. Sitting there trying to relax, have a nice little dinner. And then my phone goes nuts. Yes, the trade has happened. And what's interesting, at least on my end, and I'm sure on today's show, you'll get the same sense and feeling. It's almost kind of like after the trade, the man happened, David Griffin was hired. Each and every one of us had a handful of ideas as to what to do with the trade, who to trade with. Right? Remember, we kept saying there are general managers here, general managers there, general managers everywhere. So what do you do with it? Well, the trade happens. And I almost get the same sense and feel that as that same stretch of time where people were trying to figure out what to do, I almost get the same sense of that's how people feel about it. I don't think there's a genuine or general consensus. I don't know how to feel about it, good or bad. I think on both sides, it's kind of a same sense. Both sides are betting on the future and betting to get more. I'll explain. There's three things that I think come out of this that we can touch on. Okay? And I think we'll have a little fun with it today. What I wanted to do on today's show is get all the people, for the most part, over the next 2 days, at the very least, that cover the team to get their takes. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, 12:15. Scott Kushner, 12:30. The Advocate. Rafael Esparza, the odds are already up. They're the favorite Lakers now, as Anthony Davis is traded to that team to join LeBron James. David Grubb, Crescent City Sports, 1:15. Going to talk about the U.S. Open winner with Robert Emmett from Golf Tech at 1:45, and working on some things in the 2 o'clock hour here as well. Marlon wants to chime in, as he normally does on Mondays and Fridays. Show that was very open to you guys. You can call now. You can call in between some of these guests if you want to talk as well and give your takes and opinions, because I'm very interested on how you feel about it. 800-998-1003. Jordan, go ahead and just, obviously, the question of the day is very simple. Thoughts and feelings on the Anthony Davis trade to the Lakers. Comma, what do you do with the fourth round pick? So let's kind of go through my initial sense and then what I kind of extrapolate out of all of this. Right? And I think my initial take is, well, he got what he wanted. Rich Paul came out on Friday. And that, was it Wednesday? It was Wednesday, right? The Sports Illustrated article was my last day. So it was Wednesday, in which he comes out and basically makes it as clear as possible last Wednesday that come heck or high water, unless it's the Lakers or the Knicks. But was it in all caps in the article? Anthony Davis will be in free agency. Remember? Said it a couple of times in the same paragraph. Went on and on. Call the Lakers J-Lo. Why wouldn't you want to go there? So, I don't know how much more leverage David Griffin could have gotten or got, but I think one of the things that's going to be interesting in all of this is to sort of see where it could have gone, you could have gotten, I don't know. If the Celtics weren't going to put Jason Tatum on into the deal, and especially if he's out there in Sports Illustrated nationally saying, look, you're not Boston, you get us. You're not going to keep them longer than a year. And if you're going to go through all those different areas, then you just sort of wonder how it's going to go. And more importantly, maybe those were the other offers. We talked about the Clippers. We talked about the Nets. We talked about all these other players and teams and picks. I think initially the first reaction is, man, you gave him what he wanted. Even if it's not the emotional side of, man, you gave him what you wanted, you put him on the side of the conferences that you have to face. That's my initial thought. They're now going to be relevant for the next 3 to 5 years. Easy. Right? It's going to probably attract more people. Today, you already saw it. Again, the three things I extrapolate out of this. One, the initial thoughts. The initial impact it has. They're the favorites to win the NBA championships. Jordan's trying to sit here all weekend, tell me that it's a steal, that you fleeced them, that you control, you know, the Lakers and all that. I hear you. And I'm going to get to what you're planning on, because I think both sides are doing the same thing. You're betting on the future. That's the second thing. But first, back to the initial thing, initial impact. You're now the favorite. Secondly, on the initial impact, you have players maybe now considering you. The story this morning, Kawhi Leonard's now in play.
No, he's not.
Again, you can keep telling me that. I'm just telling you what we heard this morning on ESPN. Whether it's true, whether it's not, I don't know. But Damon Jones, a general manager, ESPN analyst.
I had a conversation with somebody that's close to the situation that said that Kawhi Leonard is now in play for the Lakers. Now, it's a lot of things that have to happen. The Lakers have to clear the cap space. Although Kawhi Leonard right now is still contemplating if he's going to go back to Toronto. And if he does that, it'll be on a shorter deal.
So you're saying that if he is still certainly very much in play, that he goes back to Toronto.
Yep.
If not, the Lakers are a legit possibility for him.
Strong possibility, I was told by someone close to the situation.
Does Jimmy Butler go? Does Kyrie Irving go? That's the initial impact. You got AD. Now it's on to try to get other teams and other players on that team. So that's the initial impact of it. The initial, now they're the favorites. Now it's a destination, perhaps. I get they still have to fill a lot of that team. They were able to keep Kyle Kuzma. He's not a bad player. He was on the table in the February Godfather trade proposal. Didn't happen. Chu and Varen, I see you in a second. I'm almost done. So that's one. Two, they're both betting heavily on the future and on more. You kept seeing initially, once this trade took place or once it was announced on Saturday, people saying, hey, look, this is going to happen, but David Griffin's not done. Pels aren't done. Clearly the Lakers aren't done. Right now they're two players, essentially. So they've got to fill their roster. They've got to somehow fill their team. So they're betting, the Lakers are, that they will get people to come to them now. As you heard, they're going to have to do it on the cheap. The Pelicans are betting on all of these draft picks. It's a bunch of them. The first they got, the fourth they get in the trade, 39th, 57th, this draft on Thursday. Future picks from the Lakers and Milwaukee. But you got the 20th unprotected second round, 21st in 2021, Lakers first. 9 to 30 protected, unprotected in 2022. Washington's unprotected seconds in the year 21, 22, and 23. An unprotected 23 pick swap. And in 2024, the Lakers unprotected first with right to defer to 25, depending on which one they think will be better. You're betting on that. What I keep trying to tell Jordan is, what makes you think they're going to be a lottery team by then? That's my concern. So you're betting that the Lakers will stink after LeBron. That's what Jordan keeps shaking his head on right now. He's like a bobblehead doll. Here's my thing. That's a heck of a risk. Because if it's late first round, again, you better be good at scouting. You're not getting star players. I guess what you're betting on is the Pelicans are. I don't need star players. I'm going to try to do that now And in the next couple of years, I'm filling my roster with good basketball players to go around my stars. That's the philosophy. And then finally, the third one, as we go to the phone calls here with you, what do you do with the fourth round pick? Those are the three things I take out of it. There's two ways you can go at it to me, maybe three. That fourth pick, you try to trade it for an all-star player that you can bring in. That brings in cap money, though. And that also brings in, is he going to re-sign later? Or do you use the fourth round pick with a young player? I say use it. I like Kobe White. Gus, you just got Lonzo Ball. I get it. Dad's already chatting. Everything's doing that. Here's the thing. I get it. But I think as well, you got Phoenix and I think also Chicago. Very correct. Interested in Ball. Maybe I can get my young veterans or some other veterans that way. I keep my fourth. I draft Kobe White from North Carolina to be my point guard. That's me. I mean, again, that's just me. But I think there's a lot of different venues and avenues that we can go with this. Chew, thanks for holding on. What you got, bud?
I think as far as the number four pick, Gus, I think the likelihood is we may trade it to Atlanta for two of their three first-round picks or something like that. I think, you know, with the fact that Tatum was off the board, I mean, I do think the Lakers deal was the best. I do wish we would have got Kuzma as well, since he was available in February, but we didn't get it. But, you know, I think the key to the whole trade for me is if Ingram comes back 100% healthy and is able to continue what he did late in the season, I think we win. Because, you know, Ingram, if you remember, of course, Ingram was the hot guy when he came out of Duke. And, you know, some guys just take a little bit longer to develop. I think that's the case when you – I don't think Ball is – you know, he will never be a star like his dad wants him to be, but he'll be like a better Rondo, which is like a floor general. You know, he plays great defense. He passes the ball very well. Rondo didn't get a shot until like the year before he came to us, and that was still limited. But I think he'll be a better Rondo. And if we could get a player like that and he grows and learns from Drew, a player that's probably going to teach him, you know, instead of, you know, dictating to him, I think we'll be good, man. I'm excited. Of course with Zion, the key to him is staying healthy, which is with any good team. If you stay healthy, you give yourself a better chance. But, with Zion coming in, you know, you need to get him a personal chef. We can't have him running around the city blowing up.
I think he'll be fine when it comes to that. Remember, he's big and he's that size and that weight because he's just naturally big. But look, again, this is now his full-time job, and I think he'll be taking care of on that. So your initial reactions, I guess, Chew, you like it? You're good with it?
I like it. The only thing that was negative, like I said, was we didn't get Kuzma. When I first read it, I was like, oh, man, why didn't they get, you know. But whatever. I mean, it is what it is. I do think I kind of agree with Jordan that, you know, because you can wait if that first year is not what you want, you can wait till the next year. I mean, you know, like I tell everybody, man, if just say, for instance, you know, LeBron's getting old in his career, and I'm not wishing injury upon him, but just say he gets injured. Say something happens to him next year. That team's going to stink without him. The same thing with AD. And people wonder, well, y'all didn't put any people around him. Well, if he's injured 30, 40 games, I mean, it's hard to win those games when your best player is not on the floor. So I think, you know, the Lakers, they got what they wanted. You know, we got what we wanted, which was to get him out of here and start fresh. And I think it'll be more of like the way the Clippers did it. You know, the Clippers traded away their pieces, but they got good young talent to come back in. And as you see, 2 years later, they're back in the playoffs, actually competing.
I hear you. All right. Thank you, Chew. Appreciate it, man. Got to get to Travis before the break. Travis, thanks for giving us a call. What you got, man?
Oh, Gus, it feels good to be able to save a great day, don't you say? What do you think, Gus?
Here it is. I knew this was coming in the first second.
Good for you, Travis.
There it is. There you go. There's your round of applause, Travis. Got what you wanted. You got rid of guys that, people going to have to get me excited about. That's all I'm saying is they're going to have to get me excited about those players. That's all I'm saying.
It's not what I wanted, Gus. This is the exact trade that I said would happen. I said that they would take, I knew that they was going to take Kuzma off the board in offseason, and I said that earlier. I knew that Tatum wasn't going to leave Boston once Kyrie did what he did. I said that a long time ago. I said, you pull the trigger when you got Kuzma on the board, and you go from there. None of those things happened, and you got stuck out. And I just, I'm feeling good because, that feeling of I told you so and the trade that I knew would happened. The exact trade that I knew would happened. So do I feel good? I feel great today, Gus. Today is a great day.
Here he is.
What are you grinning about?
He's happy, and over here you're giddy because you think the Pels got the biggest.
Because I'm already changing Brian Bieniemy's mind about the whole trade. Remember, he was on your side. Now he's kind of
yeah. He's giving me
he's flipping the script.
He's telling me I've lost my mind. I want Kobe White. Exactly. That's who I want as my point.
I don't understand how you think that.
Somebody's gonna have to convince me over the next couple of hours. We're getting even now. Shamit Dua from the Bird Rights is joining us at 2:15. Jake Madison's next. Kushner, Grubb, all of them. They're going to have to try to convince me as to why Lonzo Ball is this great player.
It's not even that. It's what David.
Whoa. Hold on. If I'm not mistaken, Lonzo is really, really good. Lonzo is good for what you need him to do. He's going to come in. He's going to play great defense. I told you Lonzo Ball was going to be a New Orleans Pelican. Okay. You didn't believe me. Now he is. Okay. And I need you to get used to him.
You know what I need to get used to? This.
Lonzo has never been...
Because he started already.
The puzzle that you add. He's always been that piece. He's always been a leader. So he don't need people to mentor him and do this and all this.
Nope, don't need nobody.
Let him do what he does, which is win. How to make every player good around him. They gonna see.
Well, I'm sure you're thrilled that he's no longer in L.A. And he went on.
I'm playing chess. Y'all playing checkers. The best way to get Lonzo out of L.A. is I said, you know what? I don't like New Orleans. I don't like New Orleans. Lonzo ain't going nowhere. He the best in the world. L.A. Lakers ain't going to never let him go. First thing they do, exactly what I want to do, let him go. Because it's raggedy over there. Even the writing is on the new shirt that he going to wear. It said no L.A. on it.
Oh, my. You know what? I just, Travis, I got to go to break. You can call and gloat more later if you want. I got to get to Jake Madison, though. It's your day. It's your day, Travis. Congratulations. You managed to get AD. And got rid of LeVar. That's a win.
Undefeated.
Yeah, he made an inappropriate comment apparently to Molly this morning on First Take. He's relevant again now. Sports Hangover continues next with Jake. I don't know. If you're excited about the trade, convince me. That's all I'm saying. My initial reactions, I'm not excited about it. That's all. You can try to convince me. I'm just not excited about it. Jake Madison will attempt first when we come back to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
It's time. It's Barker Mazda summer sales event time. That's right, folks. Chris Morales again with Barker Mazda. And it's time for you to save big on the new Mazda of your choice. You can drive home any new 2018 Mazda 6 Sport or Touring model in stock and take $3,500 off the MSRP. Or get a new 2019 Mazda CX-5. Get $750 APR cash plus 2.9% financing for 60 months. Want to go full size? Then grab a new 2019 Mazda CX-9 and get $1,000 APR cash plus 1.9% financing for up to 60 months. And don't forget, you receive complimentary maintenance for up to 2 years on every new Mazda purchase this month. So give us a call today at 1-800-256-2737 or visit us on the web at BarkerMazda.com. Barker Mazda, where the boss says, let them roll! Not all buyers will qualify. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/19. See dealer for complete details.
Come on, make the move to Mazda. Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Is Carl on his motorcycle?
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, my wife uses that rush, that blush or whatever, you know, to get a little rosy, cheeky color. Jordan's naturally doing that, arguing with me during the break. We'll hear from Trey here in a little bit as well. Came in studio. I mean, he is so convinced that the Lakers, he told me during the break, as we bring in Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, the Lakers have 2 years max. Because my point is, when most of these deferred or you can get picks later might come to fruition, that's towards the end of Zion's contract. So when will the Lakers stink?
No, it's for you to have pick good swaps. Picks. You could get them whenever.
But if
you want.
They keep winning, they'll be late first round picks. You understand that, right?
Yes, correct. Okay. But you also got Trajan Langdon for a reason.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. Look, I keep saying I'm having a roundtable discussion today with all you guys that cover the team. I'm giving everybody a chance to give their takes. I'm gonna give yours. But I need to be convinced as to why I need to be excited about this. So, Jake, you're up first. What were your thoughts initially with the trade on Saturday? What do you think is going to happen? How do we know they're going to defer the money? I mean, there's all kind of different things where we can hurt the Lakers with cap space and all this other stuff, and then we'll start getting to specifics.
Yeah, you know, my first initial reaction to this trade was just, okay, fine, it's done, and I wasn't too excited seeing it was the Lakers, seeing the players that were coming back. You know, I think most people you're going to have on the show today have been kind of negative on those assets, on Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, and the like. And as you were just talking about, the picks coming to New Orleans may not be that good. They're going to be in the mid to late 20s. So overall, not the greatest package on the outside, on the outset when we heard what was going to come out of this. But then you start to learn a little bit more about the leverage the Pelicans were losing. You know, Jason Tatum, who had been on the table from the Boston Celtics, was no longer on the table. The Knicks backed off after the Kevin Durant injury, and there wasn't really another big trade partner other than the Lakers. They could have taken advantage of this and tried to lowball the Pelicans, but the Pelicans managed to get very good value for the situation they were in. So when you kind of factor in all of the different things, this is a pretty good return. Some of those picks could have tons of value way down the line. When LeBron is either retired, not on the Lakers, or getting closer to 40, there's some value in those as well. So the Pelicans managed to find the right balance of short-term and long-term, and exceedingly long-term as well, that's rare to find in trade for the superstar. So once those picks have come out, and we'll see if maybe anything else gets added to it, because you never know with the cap room and the date that this trade might get officially done, it could sneak out a little bit more too. So all things considered, it's a very good trade for New Orleans.
All right, I'm glad you went there next. Explain to those that may not understand it or even maybe follow or miss that part of it and maybe shut their phones off after they saw he was going to Lakers. Because there's this thing with the cap space, right? And you just mentioned it as to when the date of this trade can get consummated. They can make the trade happen today, correct? They don't have to wait to the end of the year. They don't have to wait until free agency starts. I heard this morning on ESPN, July 6th was the date that that Golic and Wingo was saying that they're going to make it happen?
Yeah, so there's two dates and three salary cap numbers you need to pay attention to with this. The first, the dates are July 6th, which is earliest they can really get this deal done, or July 30th. The reason that those two are different is because it requires signing the number four overall pick. This deal won't be official until at least July 6th, meaning on Thursday, whoever gets taken at number four is going to walk on stage wearing a Lakers hat, and he then gets traded to New Orleans at a future time. If you sign the guy to a contract, you cannot trade them for 30 days, but their salary now counts as outgoing, meaning you'll also, if you're the Lakers, offload the $7-whatever million that guy will be making next season. It gives them more salary cap space in the future. So if they do that, where they sign the draft pick and trade him on July 30th, they'll have $32.7.5 million to spend in free agency. That is just enough for a max-level guy. If they don't sign the draft pick and then just trade the rights to the player and the Pelicans sign him to a contract, that's where you see this done on July 6th. And then there's two options that can come from that. On July 6th, the Lakers could either have $27.5 million, which is not enough for a max player, or potentially $23.7 million because Anthony Davis is owed an extra $4 million by the Lakers when he's traded to them. So he can waive that and give them the $27.5 million in cap space, but it's not the max amount that they'd be able to have. So if they do that, they're not able to go and sign a guy like Kemba Walker. And so maybe the Lakers need to pay the Pelicans another sort of tax on top of everything to complete this deal at the later date. It doesn't really make much of a difference for New Orleans, whichever one happens, so they don't particularly care. But if you're them, you'd rather get this done sooner rather than later, because then you can have the number four overall pick, assuming they keep it, playing summer league, whereas if this deal is done on the 30th, he won't be playing in summer league for New Orleans. So there's incentive for New Orleans to do this sooner, but there's incentive for the Lakers to do it later because they want to chase after a guy like Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker, and Kawhi Leonard, and it has to be done later in order for that to happen. So maybe they throw in another player, another pick, something like that, to try and sweeten the pot for New Orleans to help them out a little bit.
So that's what I'm saying. Why would we help them then? I mean, you're already giving them AD. It's going to make them stronger for the next couple of seasons. I mean, is that something that's discussed already in the trade? Hey, we'll make this happen, but it needs to be July 6th, and this is the player we want you to take.
I mean, that seems to be what it was discussed in the negotiations. That's kind of what we've heard, but maybe L.A. comes back and goes, hey, we'll toss something else into the mix for you. And right now, the Pelicans shouldn't really worry if the Lakers are going to be good or not. They don't have their future first-round pick for next year, and it's only top eight protected the year after that for New Orleans, kind of a reverse protection. They're not looking at getting a pick until 2021-22 at the earliest, really, in this. So who cares if the Lakers are good next year or the year after that? It doesn't really matter. At this point, just get the most you can out of them. Bring in as many assets as possible because that sets New Orleans up for longer-term success because just more pieces that you can flip later if you find a deal that you like. So, yeah, while you don't want to make the Lakers better, you still want to do what's right for your team, and unfortunately, you don't win games by being petty.
Gotcha. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. So what do we do with the fourth round pick? I guess when you look at some of these players that have come back, look, you got Hart, you got Ingram, you got, you know, Ball as well. Ball's probably best aspects of it is, I guess, running the points. He's not a good shooter, defense. I mean, Travis just said that as well. A couple other people feel that way. I like Kobe White. I know the Bulls and Phoenix love Lonzo Ball. Maybe I use Lonzo Ball in the trade to get some assets and use number four to get myself a point guard. Because if we're going young and we're betting for the future, then let's go young and bet for the future.
I think they're trying to find the right balance of that. And it's also going to depend on what they flip some of these assets for. Certainly they'll look into moving Brandon Ingram. They'll certainly look into moving Lonzo Ball, though I think they feel Ball could be a very good fit here in New Orleans. And they're going to look into moving the number four pick. And if you can get a guy, you know, the dream is Bradley Beal. I don't think that's realistic. The dream might be Clint Capella. I don't know if that's realistic either. But if you can get someone who's still young enough and is on the same timeline as Drew Holiday, you're positioned to win in the short term, but also in the long term with Zion Williamson coming in, and you found the right balance. But that's really what they're looking for. I don't get the sense that New Orleans wants to come in with three or four rookies on the team next year, have to work on developing all of them and really sacrificing the short-term future and Drew Holiday's career because of that. So I think they're trying to maybe move some of this for an established guy. You know, at the four, though, it might depend on if you move a guy like Lonzo Ball, then maybe a guy like Coby White, who I'm very high on, too, or Darius Garland out of Vanderbilt are going to be options there. But if you're keeping Lonzo Ball, if you move out Brandon Ingram, maybe a guy like Jarrett Culver, who plays the three, or DeAndre Hunter, who also plays the three, are guys that you're going to look at. There's just basically a number of players from four to, say, 12 that are all kind of rated equally, and you can just pick whichever one you like the most, and you're not necessarily making the wrong decision. But I think you can also then maybe factor and fit a little bit more than you would otherwise. So the Pelicans are certainly going to be burning up the phone lines, trying to see if they can get another deal done. Since the trade won't be completed till the earliest of July 6th, you could make this a three-team deal, and maybe the Bulls emerge, or maybe the Suns emerge, because they both are looking for long-term point guards for both those franchises. So you could see that happening, too. You know, the AD trade is done, and that is closed, but it's a brand-new story that's starting right here, and it's just underway. And there's a lot of different directions New Orleans can go in, and we should have more clarity on that in the next 48 hours or so.
Okay, so that's what I was getting at. I mean, look, the AD part, AD's going to the Lakers. And when you're mentioning it up until now to July 6th, they have time to maybe, okay, now we got these pieces and we can trade to elsewhere. What do you think eventually wind up happening? I mean, I don't see what you see right now, Ingram, Hart, and Ball, and we're moving forward. I think there are more moves to be made.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, but it's also going to fall down to, can you find a deal you like? And when you look out there for established NBA players that are a reasonable get for New Orleans, you struggle to find one that makes a lot of sense and that's a realistic trade possibility. Like I said, I don't think Neal's happening. I don't really think Clint Capella would happen either. And those are the two names that immediately jump to mind with that. So what that might lead New Orleans to do if they can't get good value for a current NBA player is maybe kick this can down the road a little bit. You know, maybe you trade the fourth overall pick to a team like Atlanta, who has 8, 10, and 17 in this draft, for one of those, and then a future first-round pick or two, and kind of just keep accumulating assets into the future. You can trade for picks in other drafts and then flip those if need be, and if things work out, you've struck gold a little bit. And that, given this is a weaker draft, having the four pick in a top three draft is never a good thing. Maybe it's better to have the eighth pick next year when the crop of players might be a little bit more competitive and you think you can grab someone else. So I wouldn't be shocked to see them maybe kind of punt this into the future a little bit, trade down, accumulate some assets that way. And I think that's going to be a realistic possibility for the Pelicans on draft night.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. We'll touch base again, see if we have any new information on Thursday on draft night. Jake, always a pleasure. Locked On Pels, the podcast. You were the same as me. We were doing stuff on Saturday night. You're like, give me a second. When I'm done, I'm going to go back. We'll record an emergency podcast. But you got it out there, bud.
Try to. Being stuck on the North Shore with no laptop didn't make things any easier in the moment, which of course meant that that trade was going to go down then. At the most inconvenient time. But, yeah, I got a podcast up there breaking down this trade from all angles. Going to be looking at four picks over the next couple of days, too, okay, what the salary cap situation means. So we've got a lot of coverage on Locked On Pelicans coming your way.
It's the best, man. Thank you, as always. Thank you for leading off the show with us, man. Appreciate it.
Of course, Gus. Thanks for having me on.
At Nola Jake's, the way to follow on Twitter. All right, so that's take one. Trey, thoughts on him as we go to break? What do you have to say? Gets a lot of info.
I agree with a lot of what Jake was saying. Now, you know my texts. As soon as the trade happened, within seconds,
right.
It was, you gotta be effing kidding me, yeah. And in all caps, fired David Griffin. I've calmed down a little bit. I still don't like the trade. We can get back into that after break, but there's some things we can do, but it's not what we were wanting at all. No. They kept Kuzma. Not only did they keep Kuzma, they didn't take any of the bad salary.
Brian's bringing up Solomon that Kuzma Hill's still and here. Zion played the still same here. Position. But I'm like, I still grab them and I can ship them at worst.
Right. And also, because Lonzo and Ingram are both made of glass, I need someone that's not made of glass. That would be Kuzma. That's also why I don't want to get rid of the four pick. I feel that needs to be insurance for one of these dudes. Whether that's Coby White, whether that's DeAndre Hunter.
As we go to break, trade or keep the fourth pick?
I keep the fourth pick and draft DeAndre Hunter, because if he turns into Kawhi, I'm going to be pissed.
All right, I'm going to give you some time here as well. I know you're working over there. You've been itching to go. I promise you, 105 will be Jordan's segment to try to convince us all. Up next, though, is Scott Kushner. Let's see what the Pelicans writer for The Advocate has to say on AD heading to the Lakers. It's the Sports Hangover. It's Gus Cottingill on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Please join us for the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame Thursday, June 20th at Cypress Columns, hosted by the Foundation for Terrebonne General Medical Center and the TGMC Community Sports Institute honors six local professional athletes. This year's renowned inductees include former NFL players Clarence Verdon, Johnny Meads, Melvin Johnson, and Jay Pennison, McNeese State University softball player Margaret Hadel Johnson, and Professional Bowlers Association's Avery LeBlanc. Proceeds benefit the Foundation for TGMC. For tickets or to learn more, visit TGMC.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Hello, I'm Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise expectations of and for blind people. Low expectations hold people back, but blindness does not have to. I'm a blind husband, father, and baseball fan living in Baltimore, Maryland. Being part of the National Federation of the Blind has helped me live the life I want. If you or a loved one is dealing with blindness, the National Federation of the Blind can help. Over the last seven decades, we have helped tens of thousands of people live successfully with vision loss, and we can help you too. Visit nfb.org to find the resources and support you need to live the life you want.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
There you go, Jordan. Here's another one. Rumors. CBSSports.com now. Lakers could be in play for Kyrie Irving. There you go. So add Kawhi Leonard. Kyrie Irving. There you go. Since you're convinced the Lakers have 2 years to win, that's it.
I would
it.
Like to see where they're going to get this
Kyrie
money.
No, it's incredible. Tell Scott Kushner of The Advocate now joins us. Scott, it's just been nothing but nonstop arguing in here as to who likes it, who doesn't. We just had Jake Madison on. He said initially, not excited. You look deeper. It's, you know, we'll see what you get out of it. Might be some more moves later. What's your overall sense and take, AD to the Lakers?
I know it's, you know, super boring to say, but it's kind of unknown. There's a ton of variables here that are not known at this point in time. We have absolutely no idea what to make of Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball just based on what they've done in 3 years in the NBA. We have really no idea what these picks are going to be and what they could turn the fourth pick into. So anybody who's claiming this to be a giant win for the Pelicans, I honestly think, is a little deluded themselves. And anyone who says that what the Lakers did wasn't worth it, I think is wrong, because I think they're going to be in really good shape to win a championship. What the Lakers got was a very concrete, understandable move. Did they give up a lot to get it? Probably. But at the same time, we don't really know what the Pelicans got here, and it's going to take 2, 3, 5, 6 years before we even know what the Pelicans really ended up with in this trade. I think the strategy was sound. I think the logic was sound. I think all of those things make sense. But to come out and claim it as some huge win, I just don't necessarily see that at this point.
Scott, that's exactly how I feel, which is why you write for a living. You put into words my feelings. Scott Kushner of The Advocate. You know, I think that's one of the things that I look at it as well, that we know what they're getting. And I don't know about Brandon Ingram. Yeah, he played a little angry after the trade rumors, so he played better. I don't know what to make of Lonzo Ball. I guess your thoughts on those two players, and then I'm going to follow it up with, do you think they stay here, or could the Pels use them in additional moves?
I think everyone's on the table at this point. I don't think that they're done by any stretch of the imagination with this deal. I would be surprised if any of those picks ended up being the Pelicans' pick. I think they're going to use them all at some point as assets and pieces, and that's, you know, a lot of times what these picks turn into is something to deal for a need at the present time. So, you know, it's good to have that stability, but at the same time, you know, we're talking about Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball. They've just been in. There's been a lot of injury concern. They're incredibly talented players, no doubt. There's really, really good high-end possibility for both of them, but you're going to have to pay them to stay. And that's assuming you can get them to stay in the first place. So it's not as if these are, you know, you've locked in a long-term home with someone. I mean, Brandon Ingram, you got to pay him next year. So you got a year to kind of figure out if this is a guy that you're going to give a ton of money to, or he's going to walk. So it's not as if you have, you know, this really, really long window to figure out whether or not this is going to work. You have to kind of decide next year, which is why they want to keep Drew Holiday, which is why they want to maintain kind of a stable force around them so they can continue to push for winning rather than just push for building with 21-year-olds. Because it's not that simple as building with 21-year-olds. Eventually, you're going to have to. And not even eventually. Pretty soon, you got to make a decision on these guys and actually invest in them. And that's a huge, huge question mark.
Scott Kushner of The Advocate. That's Scott D. Kushner's the way to follow over on Twitter. I think one of the other things, too, because there was three things that initially came up to me. One, the initial impact of this. Now you're seeing other players could be in play to go to L.A., things of that nature, what it does to the league. Two, and you just explained it, I think both parties are kind of betting on their future. Lakers are betting that now other people are going to want to come, maybe not make as much money, but want to try to go win championships. And the Pels are betting on their future with draft picks towards the end of Zion's contract, initial rookie contract. Now, the fourth round pick is the third thing. Scott, what do you do with this? Early feeling is, I want it, I keep it. I know the argument of maybe going after Bradley Beal, trying to shop it for a veteran player. I just look at with what you're doing with the Lakers and AD, you're not going to be competing for a championship for 4 years. So why not try to build the next OKC, try to get three young guys, build them together. I like Kobe White. Send Ball to the Bulls or Suns who want him, and let's start building a fresh young nucleus, and this just, it is what it is.
Yeah, there's logic to that. I think I know part of the Pelicans' concern with going super young is, number one, they want to keep Drew Holiday on the roster. And number two, and that is, you know, a very difficult way to keep Drew Holiday happy, is to surround him with a bunch of 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds. But they also want Zion to be engaged from day one. And they consider him someone who really covets winning, and they want to breed that out of him, and they want to maximize that mentality that they really like about him. And when you go 19 and 60-something, it's really difficult to bring that out on a daily basis, and it can kind of wear down a rookie who, especially someone who they feel like his competitiveness is probably one of his best attributes. It's hard to maintain that when you're getting your butt kicked every night because you've got a bunch of young guys surrounding you.
Gotcha. So
there's logic to, you know, putting everybody on the same window, but there is kind of an X factor there, and they want Zion to be competitive from day one. They also think he's a very unique talent who can help them win right away. Not obviously their best player or maybe even their second best player, but if he can get into the mix early, there's benefit there from the Pelicans.
Jake Madison sort of went through the dates, July 6th and 30th, and the difference of when you make a trade and a deal there. So I'll ask you the other aspect of it from this. Before Thursday's trade, Do you think any other moves get made, or do you think on draft day we need to pay attention to all two rounds because the Pels could be making some moves?
Yeah, I think the draft day is good. I never thought they would trade Anthony Davis on draft day because they wanted an opportunity to do some due diligence on the front end for this draft if they ended up with number four. But I would not be surprised at all to see them make a move on draft day for number four, pushing back to a pick in the middle of the first round, or on the other hand, going and getting a proven player who they feel like can actually help them win right now. And, you know, those possibilities are pretty large. I think they'd be in a lot better shape if they had number three than number four, just based on every draft person I've talked to says there's basically three guys who project out into being all-stars, you know, more than a good likelihood of being all-stars. And the fourth pick is not very coveted because of that. It's a three-person draft in many people's minds. So we'll see what that actually ends up netting, and we'll see if the Pelicans decide to keep it. I think they'd prefer to go get a player who can help them right now, but they're not going to go give it away for someone who doesn't really do much for them.
Right. Well, and by that estimation, and you got to figure that happens before Thursday then, if it is Beal or somebody else, because if not, you got to make a decision as to what you're doing with four. It's going to be weird because, as Jake said, it's the guy's going to put on a Lakers jersey and hat. So, I mean, you just got to remember that it's the Pels move or them controlling it, obviously through a phone call with L.A., I'm assuming, right? Scott, that's how it's going to work.
Yeah, he'll put on a Lakers hat, but it could be they trade that pick to Chicago for Darius Garland. And so Darius Garland's got picked by the Pelicans, but is going to the Bulls while wearing a Lakers hat.
That's why we're going to have you on the next day to just explain everything that just took place.
Literally that.
All right, my friend. Thanks for jumping in. I want to get a round table of everybody that covers this team to get their takes because, man, all y'all have done a tremendous job of covering this from the get-go, you know, from January to now. So wanted to give you all a little time, man. Thank you, Scott.
Absolutely. See you.
Scott Kushner, New Orleans Advocate, Scott D. Kushner. What are you grinning about over there? You heard him? Even in this draft, it's a three-player draft, and you're all excited about picks, whatever, in 2024 and 2025. Congratulations.
All right.
They're like in sixth grade or seventh grade now.
I'm going to save this.
I mean, when fans are saying, hey, we might be able to get Bronny. Bronny's going to be a freshman in high school.
And how awesome will that be if you steal LeBron's son?
Oh, that's awesome.
LeBron just gave away the rights to his
son. Is he going to be a clutch client?
And what did I text you when
you were
telling
me that? You still have the rights to him.
He's still
under contract.
No clutch clients, Jordan.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN. American Woman.
For needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard Treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lovers Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing. In the Reese's Peanut Butter Lovers Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard Treat just got happier. DQ. Happy tastes good. At participating locations.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life?
Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot, and this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Sports Illustrated, Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. What was it like, Rafael? I was in the middle of a family dinner trying to sneak. I think it might have been like a Sprint to Verizon commercial, or the guy's on a date with his wife or his girlfriend, and he's like looking in between his legs at the game. That was me. I'm like trying to text and retweets in the middle of dinner to try to figure out what's going on. Rafael, when it came down, I'm sure you're not surprised, but how did it change your world in the betting community?
It changed my evening because I lost a wager to my lovely wife, so I had to take her to a happy hour into a movie. So the whole movie, I was looking at my phone and getting elbowed in the side. So it changed my evening mostly anything, but I wasn't too surprised. I was more surprised that Kuzman wasn't in the trade, and now what I'm hearing that the Lakers do like Ball and are probably going to keep him. It changed some situation, because I know the Phoenix Suns want Ball. I can't believe my Chicago Bulls want Ball. So I thought maybe they might let him go and get maybe a big man to help this young team that the Pelicans are going to have.
What's your take on Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball?
Ingram needs to eat some po' boys. Hit a lot of great food out here to put some weight on him. I like his defense. His offense is hit and miss. He can have an outstanding game. He can look like Scottie Pippen in his prime. But at the same time, he can look horrible at times, some bad shots, and gets pushed around. So I like his game when his game is when he's on point. When he's not on point, ooh, it could be a very, very long season for him here in New Orleans.
LeVar, already a marketing genius, says he can't wait. He loves the new shirt that Lonzo's going to be wearing. No L.A. As for Nola, those jerseys that have Nola across the chest. I love it. It's good. Are you ready to embrace LeVar here? Do you think Lonzo Ball doesn't play New Orleans next year and is used in another trade?
What I'm hearing, I think he does. I was going to put up odds. What jersey will he be wearing and the first game of the NBA season? And if I still do those odds, the Pelicans still will be number one. But I'm still hearing a lot of rumbles from Phoenix, Chicago, Brooklyn, and some other teams. I think he does. I mean, we put up his over-under points per game for this coming season's 11. His assist points per game was probably going to be over-under 6. So I think he's just going to have a regular point guard. I just don't see him being an all-star point guard, an elite point guard, unless for some odd reason he can hit that ugly jump shot of his.
Speaker Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow on Twitter. Okay, so anywhere and everywhere you read and hear now, they are the favorites. As Jordan the intern is gloating, he's like, how are they the favorites? It's just LeBron and AD right now. Don't really have much of another team. Why do you think all that action's come in? Is it hope that others are coming in? I've seen two stories already that Kawhi's reportedly the Lakers could be in play for him if it's not back to Toronto, as they hoisted the parade today over there. And then also now Kyrie Irving, maybe the Lakers could be in play over there.
Well, I mean, let's get this straight. The reason why they're the favorites is the kind of amount of money that has come in. Okay. And the Lakers to win it all, not because of LeBron James, not because of Anthony Davis, and how many games will he even play, because we all know Anthony Davis is very injury prone. We put up a total season, or how many games he would miss. Anthony Davis is 11.5 over under that he'll be without the purple and gold jersey. I mean, we put total season wins up for 54.5 on the Lakers. I mean, that's not that big of a number considering The Golden States were 59.5 when they were in their prime. The Bulls were in the 60s. I mean, the West is going to be totally changed. Do I think the Lakers can win the West? Yes. But, I mean, we've seen in these NBA playoffs, the Eastern Conference is going to be no joke again. The Milwaukee Bucks are still going to be there. The 76ers will probably still be there because I'm hearing Harris is probably going to re-sign with them. So I still think it might be an East league, but how healthy is LeBron going to be? How healthy is AD going to be? Who else is going to come on that team? I understand them being the favorite because the amount of money. I mean, we're taking six-figure dollar bets on future Laker odds before the trade was even announced. So the money has come in heavily on the Lakers.
All right. How about now? Obviously, you saw the injuries that took place. Golden State, are they a playoff team next year?
Probably not. If we put up total season wins right now, and I had to double check my math and scratch my eyes, it would be probably 46.5 total season wins for them. They could maybe make it. I just don't see it right now because I think a lot of teams are going to be ahead. I would put the Pelicans up ahead of them. Portland's going to be ahead of them. The Sacramento Kings were big surprises last year. I think they're going to be a much better team. There's got a lot of teams that were in the bottom of the echelon in the Western Conference that I think are going to improve this year.
Speaking of Rafael Esparza, VSI Doc Sports. So I think when you look at some of these other teams in free agencies, I saw an article this morning, and it's really true. You look at the free agent pool, it had some big names like, you know, Clay and Kevin and Kyrie and all that. But with the injuries, you got to imagine they're staying with Golden State at least one more year, right? I mean, Durant's going to take that player option at 31. You got to imagine that and pocket the $31 million. If Kawhi stays in Toronto, are we really looking at really essentially Kyrie and Jimmy Butler as the two biggest names?
Yeah, I mean, I still think Kawhi ends up in Los Angeles, but I still think he ends up with the Clippers. I just don't see... unless for some odd reason he stays, I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, he's given them a championship. I think this is the perfect time for Kawhi to leave because he's really not going to get that much ridicule because he's given them a championship. He has nothing to give them anymore. Go try to win a ship in L.A. besides that purple and gold. But I think Jimmy Butler is just a weird name. I think Kemba Walker is still going to be out there. But yeah, I think the big fish landed. Anthony Davis is gone. I still think everyone else pretty much stays. Kevin Durant, Clay. I think they stay put, but I still think Kawhi ends up in a Clipper jersey, but I can't believe Jimmy, we're going to have a Jimmy Butler and Kemba Walker watch in the NBA.
What are your odds the fourth round pick gets traded or the Pels actually keep it?
You know, it all depends on what they want to do. I think with Ball and stuff like that, I know the Atlanta Hawks, that number four pick is very interesting to them. I think they traded because, I mean, me and you had this discussion. I would love for the Pelicans to get that point guard from North Carolina and let Ball go somewhere else. I think that would be a very impressive a point guard duo for the future of the Pelicans. But I think they probably trade it and just get more assets. I would love for them to trade it and get a big man because, no offense, I saw the future starting five of the Pelicans, and I saw at center Jamal Okafor. And I'm not going to lie, I laughed.
You heard that, Jordan? Your guy.
Oh, so y'all are going to
laughing at your
laugh
guy.
At Jahlil Okafor but once again, yeah. After last season when I said, hey, championship pickup.
Yeah, and you do remember everybody that covered him, though, said his defense, you know.
Yeah, he also ran the floor and, you know, put up a nice amount of points when he did play.
Got to play defense, too, though.
He's a nice bench player, starting five center in the Western
Conference. He's not going to start.
Well, that's what Rafael is saying, that you would like to get a starting center.
Exactly. That's where you get your taco fall.
There we go. He wants taco fall. Yeah, exactly. You ought to hear. I'm giving him the top of the next hour because he is convinced the Pelicans is the greatest trade of all time.
I didn't say it was the greatest trade of all time. I would have much preferred the Celtics, but, you know, what we were given, it was the right move.
Rafael, thank you for joining us.
We put the Pelicans' total season wins. What do you think we put them up? We just posted them this morning. What do you think, Jordan? What's your aspect on the total season wins for the Pelicans?
50.
Oh, my.
50?
This year?
50.
I'm going
39.5.
I'm going 30.
Rochelle did.
What do you have?
39.5. I'll bet you're 50. Can I please
39.5. I have 30 to 35.
How much can I win if we do hit 50?
Okay, 39.5. Is what he's got.
I will
Thank
post,
you.
I will post 50 ads sometime today and tomorrow when I'm going to call the NBA draft ads just for you.
All right. Thank you, Rafael. Appreciate it. VSI Doc Sports, the way to follow him on Twitter. We'll talk again on Friday. Hour one was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in accidents, ring the King, 504-909-KING. And go online, check them out at kinginjuryfirm.com. Little video, little blogs, the works. Hour two is next. Don't go anywhere in the Sports Hangover.